Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Silent Heart Radio. Tonight's episode is entitled, Jesus is the Word of Life. I'm going to be reading from 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 4. 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 4. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled all the word of life. But the life was manifest, and we have seen and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship, that is koinonia, which means to hold joint faith in common with us. And truly, our koinonia, our fellowship, is with the Father, with the Terra Father, and with his Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full or complete. There is so much packed into these four verses by this very even and very skilled theologian, that is the Apostle John. And I want you to carefully note the meaning of his message and the fact that this particular book was written at around, we believe, 89, that is before the close of the first century. And John, of course, will deal with very skillfully the heretics and their doctrines, with those who believe that the Christ Spirit left Jesus at the point of crucifixion. So he will deal with the Gnostic heresy, and he would skillfully address it and put it away. But there is something that John wants his believers to understand and care for. He wants his auditors or his hearers to have a very powerful in Jesus. I want you to know how John very skillfully presents the empirical evidence for the offering or the manifestation of God in Jesus Christ, that which was from the beginning. So he goes back to John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, or the Logos, and here states that which was from the beginning, a beginning which was not a beginning, because God is eternal. God does not have a beginning. So this is the conventional foundation for us, for our understanding, which we have heard with words in perfect tense. Hope this words in perfect tense, which we have heard. That which was was out from the beginning. Which we have heard, perfect pitch. John is now the elder. And so, not looking back so much as he is speaking about the impact that the words of Jesus made upon his heart. So he uses the perfect tense. So I just really want to get across the powerful impact that Jesus made upon the life of St. John. He goes on, which we have seen, again, which we have seen with our eyes, given the perfect tense. Note where he is in his relationship with the incarnate Christ. Christ's event is not past with John. It is perfect tense. Jesus had radically changed his life. Jesus had given John a brand new life. He goes on, which we have looked upon and note, our hands have handled of the word of life. Our hands have handled with the view to investigate the mystery of God in the person of Jesus. And our hands have handled of the word of life. Luke's gospel, Jesus is a very important episode at the beginning of Luke's gospel. Jesus is appearing on top tide. So that you get our word about autopsy. And he uses this term, the relationship to the doctrines, to the information that he had put together in order to write the gospel. These were not like things. These men were theologians, were filled with the Spirit of God, were directed by the Spirit of God, who had an understanding of the language of their time, who knew the cultures of their time. These men have a very in-depth understanding of the philosophy of their day. They knew. They had to know what was going on during their time because they were guided by the Spirit of God to write very powerful words for the life, verse 2, was manifested, but we have seen it and bear witness. For the life was manifested, but we have seen it again. It's given as the perfect tense and bear witness. You and I are called to bear witness to the truth. We are to live the truth. We are to live such a way that others see that we have heard the word of life. Perfect tense. We are to live in such a way so that others will see that we have seen with our eyes his resurrection power at work in our own lives and in the lives of others. Yes. So we know the evidence of the presence of God, which we have looked upon, verse 1, and our hands have been handled. Verse 3, that which we have seen, again, given in perfect tense, perfect indicative, that which we have seen and heard, again, given in the perfect indicative, means a statement of fact, perfect tense in the indicative. And declare we unto you, to this joint thing of conflict, some truly empowering shit, our appointed gift, Father, that gift is Jesus Christ. Then in verse 4, states, and these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. It was Nehemiah who said that the joy of the Lord is our strength. I want to hear these words. I want to know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And notice, what gives joy? Understanding that one has a real relationship with God. That is the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ. Behold joy. Behold joy in common. The Father and the Son, which tells us that we need to understand that our enemies are the world, the flesh, the devil, which wants to throw us away from our joy. Joy is different from happiness. Happiness is dependent upon circumstance. Whereas joy is dependent upon our idea, our fellowship, the Father, and the Son, Jesus Christ. So we will have true joy if we have that relationship, that wonderful, marvelous relationship that we can only have with God through Christ Jesus. Beloved, let me ask you a question tonight. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Have you received Jesus as the one that saved you from sin and hell? Do you know that Jesus died for you, that the Spirit and raised again the third day? And it is because of his resurrection that you and I have tonight. We can have this wonderful relationship, a very powerful and meaningful relationship. Look around you today. You see happiness in the faces of people? Very good for people. People pretend they have happiness. They do. The words and their expressions betray hearts that are lost and that you and I have a message of hope, a compelling message, a very powerful and meaningful message, which persons today, people are lost. My prayer is that God give you a heart of passion, a heart of love, and you will go out and tell others about Jesus, the word of life. Individuals may come to God through Christ Jesus and have eternal life. It is so important that you and I share the gospel, the good news, with the world today. God wants us. This is why it's not just here. We're to publish the good news. You can see, as you look around, that this world needs good news. That comes out of the mouths of politicians, that they're feeding them their selfishness and their arrogance and their subterfuge, their lies. The world needs the word of God. The world